Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
65% in Philadelphia think the Eagles will lose to the Browns. We better bring on an expert. And I just want to say Dick Vermeil's Independence Forecast is presented by Independence Blue Cross. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dick Vermeil. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
Hey, Dick. What a week it's been after that terrible loss to the Giants. The Eagles are definitely in trouble now. Can you tell us what that feels like from the head coach's perspective? What is it like to be in this predicament?
It's like a nightmare. You know, I used to, after a string of losses, which I experienced many times, wake up in the middle of the night and think I had a bad dream and it really didn't happen. And then I really wake up and I, you know, it did happen. I better wake up.
Wow.
It's a terrible grind, believe me, emotionally.
Doug was very testy this week, even with me. And then he got testy with the other reporters. Were you ever like that after a bad loss?
Yes, probably a number of times when I was younger. As I matured, got a little older, and experienced more bad times and found a better way to handle them, I did a better job at it. And also the experience in broadcasting helped me gain a better appreciation for the other side of this game, the media side. But, you know, it's like all of us, we have pride. We take great pride in what we do for a living, and when it's displayed in front of so many people and doesn't go well, it hurts.
All right, Dick, I'm really curious about this because I know you're an emotional guy, emotional coach. Did you ever, after a team had a terrible game, shut the door of that locker room and let them have it?
A number of times.
Does it work?
I said a number of times. I don't think a lot of times, but I did. You know, I think you have to vent. You have to be who you are. I call it intellectually humble. Be who you are. And, you know, I probably got emotional too much on both sides of it. But overall, I think every once in a while, you really have to let them know what you think. Well, at the same time, like Doug does a good job of accepting some of the responsibility himself. But, you know, he doesn't play every snap. He gives them the opportunity to play every snap. And, yeah. That was a long answer, but I think,
It's a good answer because I always believe the best policy is to yell and scream like an idiot, and I've done that.
Just be yourself. I was on the practice field for a whole day one time with Don Shula on a Friday practice. You talk about an intense head coach. You know, he had one of the finest ever, okay? But when someone made a mistake, they knew about it. And the commander was speaking, and you better straighten it out now. And this is Friday. I don't know how you'd be after a ball game and they didn't play well.
Hey, Dick, that loss was a tough one to the Giants. They just didn't show up early in the game, and the Eagles were down fast. What did you see? What was going on? What was wrong with what the Eagles were doing?
I don't know if anything was wrong. Remember in last week's show, I said, you know, the Giants are a little better football team than people give them credit for. They show, I think, good discipline, structure, and how they play. They're simple and sound. I was impressed with the progress they were making as a team. You know, when we were fortunate to win last time, and you've got to win one or two a year when you're fortunate to win. But I just felt that we, you know, the same old things. We weren't getting enough out of the skill players. the big plays and those kinds of things. And then they ran the ball on us. And, you know, the quarterback keep kills everybody's pro football defense right now because they're not used to it. And someone comes in and, you know, he runs the play to the left that he ran to the right and went longer, you know, a few weeks ago on that same type of play. Those kind of plays are hurting everybody. And you can't take them out of your defensive stats. They count against your run defense. And I think this matchup against Cleveland is better because they're really not that style. The quarterback can move in that, but he isn't a Jones.
Right.
No, he isn't that kind of runner. And it's a more downhill with two fine running backs. I think we can really slow them down. Maybe not shut them down, but slow them down.
Hey, Dick, before we get into the game against Cleveland, I had something that I was watching a game. I was thinking of you because, correct me if I'm wrong, when you were a coach, you did an in-depth study and went to use the one-point kick and went to use a two-point conversion. And Doug seems to be doing it in a very unorthodox way this year. How do you think Doug is doing with the two-point conversions?
You know, all that stuff. The two-point conversion and fourth down, you know, you can say, well, you got a 48% favor or a 52% favor and all these different things. These guys sitting in the booth may be advising you, but I look at those things as an overall period of time. If it doesn't work that day in your favor, you lose. And I think you can go through a streak going on the odds and lose. And lose maybe two or three games because you did gamble. And if you'd just taken the old-fashioned approach, kick the extra point or punt the football, you might have ended up winning the ball game. Maybe over a long period of time with a lot of numbers thrown into it, and you know, like you need for statistics, you could come out in favor. But what happens to those times that it doesn't and it costs you a playoff berth? So I'm not big on all that stuff. I'm too functional and fundamental in that approach. Take the one point and punt the football and play defense. And that's old fashioned, I know. But there's some people that are doing okay with it. But I'm leery of it.
So Dick, we had Doug on Monday, and I was grilling him about the fact that he's not running the ball enough. We don't think he's running enough. And he said, no, on Sunday, I ran right around the same amount of time as I passed. It wasn't even close. It was like 37 passes, 21 runs. Does he not even realize that he needs to run more? When you're watching it, aren't you saying to yourself, he should be running the ball more? He's got Miles Sanders?
I think so. You know, I used to have someone, usually Dick Corey, alert me to my ratios as I went through it because he was in the press box on my headset. And he would alert me here in Philadelphia, Dick, you know, we're falling behind in rush attempts. Though in those days, if you didn't run the ball 40 times, you weren't running it enough. But last year, I think they averaged 28 rushes a game. Right now, they're averaging 24. Okay, now they're playing a team in Cleveland that averages more because that's their strength.
Right. Dick, in your long and great career as a head coach, did you ever question your decision to become a coach?
No, I don't think so. You know, I made up my mind like my freshman year in college. I wanted to be a high school football coach, and then I just never varied from there. I know I left coaching,
right,
and for the right reasons because I wasn't the coach I felt I should be. Anyway, when I left it, I wish I didn't have to. Okay. So, you know, it's a great way to make a living, and you better learn to live with the lows because everybody experiences them. Yeah.
That's fascinating. All right. Now, let's just say you were coaching Eagles right now, Dick. What would you do?
Well, first off, I've had a number of games to evaluate where my strengths are, and I'd be very happy. I'm getting Ertz back, you know, because, you know, when they were at best over the last four games last year and when they're really – their best football team they can be. They get a lot out of the two tight end formations. And they get those two guys back. It raises the efficiency of the passing game. Because when you throw a ball to the tight end, they're usually not as far away from the quarterback as wide receivers are.
Right.
They catch a higher percentage of the throws. And that's going to help Carson a lot. It helps your third down conversion. You know, and you remember when they were really tough in the red zone with those two guys.
Yep.
So I look for a real jump forward in the passing game with the addition of the two tight ends being healthy.
All right. Deck, you look at these games with a much more critical eye than we do. The Browns have a great running attack. Eagles are going to face them Sunday. What are you feeling?
I think they can slow it down. Yes, they are one of the Cleveland is one of the best running teams. The two running backs,
yep.
They do a good job. They're not very good throwing the ball. They're okay. Best thing they do in throwing the ball is the percentage of touchdowns per pass attempt. They're pretty good there, like number five or six in the league in that area. But they don't get a lot of out of their pass offense otherwise, percentage completion and that kind of stuff. But they can run the ball. I think it's the kind of running attack that Schwartz and his defensive staff and players can really contain and can control it. You can run the ball a lot, which I really believe in, but it's hard to score a lot of points running the ball a lot. So you've got to get some big plays out of the passing game, and I really believe our defense fits much better against this offense because we do a pretty good job in pass defense, regardless of what people think.
All right, Dick, 65% of the people on our internet poll say the Eagles are not going to win the game. Are you saying they are?
I believe they can. If you look at the schedule this year, when we played the best teams we played well enough to win.
Okay.
Pittsburgh, they could have won that ball game. The Ravens, they could have won that ball game. And they were in it and playing well. And I think the better competition brings more out of them because they are a former playoff team, a former world championship team. And they just, to me, seem to step up another level when they get against a team that is supposed to be really good. I don't know if Cleveland is as good as everybody thinks they are.
Okay, great. Dick, what I did last week after the loss, I got out a beautiful bottle of your red Vermeil wine, and it was terrific, and I felt better right away.
Yeah, if you still have some left out of that case we sent you.
Yeah, no, I do.
That's enough. You're falling behind the Vermeil family, I'll tell you that.
Listen, if you live in Pennsylvania or Jersey, you can get delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Go to VermeilWines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. It's always an honor, Dick. Thank you.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you, Dick.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.